Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author. And I am excited to be returning to bring you season 2, episode 8, Minding the Pussy That Pays You, part 2. Yes, yes. So I'm just very, very excited about it. Remember in part 1, we were just talking about basically minding your own pussy. So ladies, don't worry about the next woman's pussy. You worry about the pussy that pays you and that pays your bills. So that makes a long story short, but I've got a cute creative way to break that down. And so that's part 2 of that you'll be listening to this week. Want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Want to give a shout out again to my audience this week for all my listeners in the United States, in Australia, in India, and Norway. A huge shout out to you and much love to you. You're very, very, very much appreciated. So let's get to some church announcements before we get into the podcast. You can follow me on social media at Jaylana Stivette, Jaylana _ Stivette on Instagram, Facebook. I have an author page, Jaylana Stivette, the author, and my actual Facebook page, Jaylana Stivette. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jaylana _ Stivette. I'm also on Clubhouse for those who are out there if you want to follow me on Clubhouse as well. To keep it simple, stupid, I'm going to be making live updates to my website at www.jaylanastivette.com. where you can find all kind of updates, including now updates to my podcast. So links to my podcast will be available on my website as well. So you can catch the latest episodes on my website here starting probably next week. So I'm excited about that. Also, let's see, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to need you to get ready, and I'm getting ready to talk about it now, but get ready. Atlanta, Georgia, November the 6th, I am coming to your town. I'm coming to Atlanta, Georgia, November the 6th for a costume extraordinaire. So I will be bringing my book. I'm celebrating the release of my book. It's going to be an audiobook celebration is what I'll probably be calling it. But I'll give you the actual grand name for it later. I haven't come up with the actual theme yet. So, you know, I know in Atlanta, y'all big on themes. You know what I'm saying? It's something to get, something to draw and get you out there. So November the 6th, I will be having my audiobook celebration in Atlanta, Georgia. So get ready, get ready. Location and everything is to be determined, but I will be there. And as that information is being revealed and as that information, as we lock down the details, I'll have that information for you. So super excited about that. I'll also be journalizing or documenting that that process along the way. So you'll, if you follow me on social media, you'll get to see some video content, some photo content of just the process of actually taking a show and a celebration to Atlanta and out of town. So that will be a treat, and that'll be something new that I'll be doing. Also, before the year is out, you want to get a lookout for my new book release as well. I've got the audio book and I've got the book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. But I'm in the workshop as we speak, writing the sequel to that, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Jaylana has a lot of amazing things going on in addition to this podcast. So just go ahead and especially follow my author page and my website, because all of the wonderful things that I'm going to be doing are going to be there. Every event that's coming up, that's going to be there. Merchandise and items that I'm rolling out, they're going to be there as well. So you want to pay attention to those announcements. But anywho, let's get right into it. We're going to, without further ado, get started with season 2, episode 8, Minding the Pussy That Pays You, part 2. After this announcement from our sponsors. Sissy, did you hear me? I think I missed the last part. I was saying that I had a reason for calling, Sissy. Austin and I feel like we need a do-over with you ladies. In a couple of weeks, we want to fly you and Kamara to a secluded spa for a little R&R with us. Secluded? Sounds interesting. Oh, it will be, and we can relax and catch up on everything we missed out on previously. I knew exactly what Tammy meant. It wasn't hard to pick up on. If you can recall from the season 1 finale, I found out my girl was laundering or counting money. What the what? But anywho, Tammy wanted to be able to give us the tea in a manner that was private but also exclusive. Now that I was definitely down with. Oh, you know I'm in. Spa days are definitely my kind of days. But good luck peeling Kamara away from her crazy job, that beautiful new home, and this new man. Oh, I called her first, Sissy. Oh, really? Yes. And that being said, she is definitely down for some relaxation. So, I'll hit you later this week with the details. Smooches! And just like that, the three of us had a spa day arranged. I decided to call Kamara to catch up. I got 15 minutes until my next meeting. What's up, Jay? I'm not going to keep you. I know you're busy. I was just checking in. Plus, I just got off the phone with Tammy. I see. So you got the invite for the spa. I think it's nice that they're having a slide in the sand, you know. They some ballers these days. I'm sure they'll spill the tea on that when we get there. Yeah, true. That should be interesting. So, Kamara, I made a declaration today. A declaration? Why, yes. I have decided to take Boo Boo Kitty off punishment. I'm releasing the cookie from the cookie jar. But why? I mean, I don't get it. Well, I'm not like you. And besides, there's not a guy that is in my dating pool that I'm interested in to contain the cookie. What happened to Bobby? Long story short, he was a scamming ass trucker. I told you the truckers are a variation of a fuckboy. Fill me in on the deets later. But perhaps you should have chosen a better subject. Your experience might have been better. Wait a minute. What the fuck was happening? Was it just me? Or did this bitch seem a little edgy? I tuned back into my conversation. Kamara, I met that Negro on your beloved app. And I told you that there were some exceptions to the good ones. You still have to weed them out, sis. So let me guess, you're the relationship expert now? Well, I mean, we are meeting up after my meeting for an impromptu meal. His idea. And y'all still ain't fucked? Nope. But I may unleash the cookie soon. It's been over 90 days. This one's a keeper. Did I tell you he's remodeling my kitchen and adding an extension to my closet? I love that man. And there it was. Kamara was in love already. She kept the cookie in the cookie jar, and it appeared she's found the man of her dreams after a really quick rebound from 7. Even typecasted Tyrone, who was slinging dick, was put on hold. Kamara was definitely onto something. For her pussy, though, not mine. Boo Boo Kitty agreed and said, "You got that right. Aren't we minding the pussy that pays us, Jay? Get this bitch off the phone so we can negotiate. We got a dick appointment to set up." I agreed. I tuned back into the conversation where Kamara was still going on and on about all the amazingness of her man. "Kamara, you sound real happy and you deserve it. Now, as for me and my pussy, you're going to have to let us live. And that is why I called you to tell you I'm minding my own pussy and tending to her business." "So you're letting Boo Boo Kitty run the show?" "No, but she is my pussy. So I think I know better what she needs than another bitch would. That's all." "Wow. Are you okay? Maybe you should get some dick." "No, perhaps you need some dick." "Oh, no worries. Damien will be handling all of this real soon, my love." "Well, let's hope for your sake he puts it down and handles all that. Otherwise, I think you're gonna have to call Tyrone." "You're a real bitch, Jay. I gotta get to this meeting. And I love you too. I guess we'll have the tea about your new dick on this spa trip. And apparently we'll have the tea on your new dick as well, however many that you might have." "Touche, bitch. Touche." I hung up the phone. And just like that, Kamara and I decided to agree to disagree about the status of my pussy. After my conversation with Kamara, I felt a bit confused and frustrated. I felt a little judged, to be honest. Like my pussy didn't meet up to Kamara's standards. Was my friend judging the actions of my pussy? Nah, I refuse to believe that. I decided to shake those thoughts and focus on the task at hand. The upcoming dick appointment. I was kind of excited considering it had been a while, but I also remembered that me and Boo Boo Kitty had some things to discuss. After my conversation with Kamara, I felt a bit confused and frustrated. I felt a little judged, to be honest, like my pussy didn't meet up to Kamara's standards. Was my friend judging the actions of my pussy? Nah, I refuse to believe that. I decided to shake those thoughts off and focus on the task at hand. The upcoming dick appointment. I was kind of excited considering it had been a while, but I also remember that me and Boo Boo Kitty had some things to discuss.
Hear ye. I, Boo Boo Kitty, have officially been released from the cookie jar. Oh, meow, meow. Let the pussy negotiations begin.
Did you have to be so dramatic, Kitty?
Of course I did. This was such a traumatic time for me. I almost died, Jay.
Really, Kitty? A near-death experience? How sway? Especially since you had a few friends.
We are not getting into the formalities, Jay. That's not what we're here for. So, shall we get started?
I suppose, Kitty. Okay, so you said previously that you would open the floor to me first. So, I suggest that since it's been a while, that we should give your pussy a fresh new start with someone new. With that being said, there are plenty of messages on that dating site and social media to pick from. What do you think?
That's gonna be a hard no for me, Jay.
A hard no, Kitty? I'm kind of surprised. New dick is always on your agenda.
Not always, Jay.
Well, most of the time. Okay. So new dick is off the table. But what are our options, really? We can have a really wild night with Mike now that Jaquan is officially out of the way.
Mike. Well, he is a good time. He's got that curve in his dick that I like, too. And his head game, though. It needs some work. Let's move on, Jay.
I like Mike. Although he's a Leo, and that will lead to problems later. Okay, who's next? What about Big?
Hell no! Big is a Neanderthal. He has the most primitive penis I've ever encountered. Plus, he's selfish. He's definitely not for us, Jay. Move along.
Nipples?
Nipples. Not even close.
Good. Because he was a straight up narcissist, remember? He's another selfish guy.
Sure was. He never kissed me once, Jay.
Kitty, we could always go African.
What about Adam? Oh, hell no. I was on punishment, Jay, not desperate. Plus, we already said that new dick was off the table.
Wow, you are missing someone obvious, but I am quite enjoying these negotiations, dear. Someone obvious. I'm lost, but let's keep going. Okay, so we can't go African. We can't go new. Okay, let's go young. That's perfect, Boo Boo Kitty. Who are the young men in our arsenal? I love a young dick anyway. You know me, Boo Boo Kitty.
And that's where you get yourself into trouble, Jay. Every single time.
These young boys are for fun. For me. But that's the time we...
No. Let's get this right. Jay, these young boys are fun.
and it's fun for me. But it's time that we capitalize off our pussy. Consider me an investment. An asset, even. An investment? An asset? I'm so afraid to ask. An investment and an asset? I'm so afraid to ask.
I'm precious and valuable, and I should only be given to those worthy of my energy. I'm trying to protect you from yourself, Jay.
Meaning, Kitty?
Meaning sometimes you make bad choices. For example, Jaquan was a fuck. We both knew he was a fuckboy, and we talked about only having fun with him. But what did you do? Go and fall in love. That was the heart, not the vagina, Jay.
What's wrong with being in love, Kitty?
Nothing at all, Jay, as long as he's worthy of what you have to offer. Jaquan was beneath you. A total downgrade for this pussy, if you ask me, and everybody could see it but you, Jay. You led with your heart for way too long and should have let me be in charge. To be honest, I would have gotten bored a long time ago and had other penises.
Really, Kitty? Don't act like you didn't enjoy that shit.
It was pretty good. But he was never boyfriend material. Haven't you learned, Jay? You can't turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend. So, how do you let yourself fall in love? No guidance, I swear.
Really, Kitty? Let's not go there. Bottom line is, that fuckboy is gone, and he's a non-motherfucking factor, bitch.
Oh, absolutely. Which brings me to the obvious choice for you. Drum roll, please. Mr. Moto with the mojo. Phoenix. Phoenix McIntosh, as you like to call him. Phoenix. Yeah, I did overlook him. He's someone I wouldn't normally be attracted to him, though. Fuck those pretty boys, Jay. They fall into fuckboy category. You're already drop-dead gorgeous. The two would never mix.
But he's not normally who I would go for, Kitty.
I know. Kamara may not know what's right for us, but she sure is onto something, Jay. Let's try someone or something, I should say, that is totally different for each of us.
Yeah, he wouldn't normally be your first choice either, Kitty. Perhaps you're onto something.
So, Phoenix, it is?
Phoenix McIntosh, it is. It was settled. Boo Boo Kitty and I had ended the pussy negotiations, and I was prepared to set up a dick appointment. I smiled as I thought about my conversation with Boo Boo Kitty. Wait a minute. I was talking to my pussy again. That couldn't be normal. I looked over at the weed. I was high as fuck, but I couldn't blame me talking on Boo Boo Kitty on the weed. She's a real life person, a whole motherfucking vibe even. As I was in my thoughts about Boo Boo Kitty, my phone dinged and it was Phoenix.
Whoop.
Good afternoon, Jaylana. How are you?
Ooh.
I'm doing well. How are you, Phoenix?
Whoop.
I'm good.
I know it's short notice, but I'd really like to see you this evening. Are you free for dinner? I was impressed. Not by the meal, of course, but his demeanor, and everything oddly had my pussy tingling. I text back. Woo! I do have a few things I'm wrapping up, but I can make it happen. What did you have in mind? Woo! I was thinking Skyline Royale. Now I was really impressed. The Skyline Royale was one of the most exclusive places in the city to eat. The Skyline Royale prided itself in the amazing view of the city from over the sky and the delicious food and overall ambiance that makes for great dining. It was the talk of the city, and I was fortunate to have experienced it once. With Big, of course. Who else? That man was loaded. Whoop! Now that sounds like a good idea. Now I'm going to have to get a pedicure, LOL. Woo! Well, don't let those feet of yours keep you from an amazing experience and from me. Let me pay for your pedicure. Will $150 cover the service and the tip? What's your cash app? Wait a minute. This man was paying for my pedicure so he could see me? Oh, he definitely had my attention. And Boo Boo Kitty was thumping at this point. What did I tell you, Jay? Was I right? You know, it was me who had you text him back the first time. Remember? Yes, Kitty. How could I forget? So, text him back now and give him your Cash App. I did as I was instructed. Within seconds thereafter, I heard the sound of cash being deposited. I smiled. I called my favorite nail tech, Natasha, who was more than happy to squeeze me in. I hurried to get myself together in excitement. I decided that I would chop it up with Natasha, and she could help me decide on what to wear tonight. I grabbed my Prada bag and matching shades and headed to the car, to my Mercedes, like I was a major celebrity.